Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Sunday, the 22nd of February, 2015. This is my audio blog, and I'm going to do an RPM update, RPM challenge update. Record production month, day 21 was yesterday, and as planned, I took day 20 as a rest day, or probably more pondering and listening to music for inspiration. But day 21 was yesterday evening, and I went into the studio as planned, not knowing really what I was going to do. Just decide when I got there what sort of mood I was in, whether I felt like writing a new song on the acoustic guitar, or whether I felt like taking some previously recorded material and doing some arranging and mixing, or whether I felt like... Anyway, that was what I elected to do. I took one of the instrumental tracks that I had already recorded, but wasn't good enough standard and needed work. I decided to pick up that one and continue working with it, because I'd had a listen to it during the day or maybe the day before, and thought, actually, no, this isn't that bad, it's got potential, maybe I should continue with it. That's what I did. I took that and I worked on it as an instrumental and arranged it, I had some challenges, because this is one that I'd this is the fifth song I tried to do, and it was recordings that were made with the Korg Volca and Korg Monotribe equipment, so sequencing within the hardware itself, and then recording that and performing it, recording a performance of with those pieces of equipment into the computer, into GarageBand, and with the view to then doing the arrangement within the computer. But the drawback was that the timing was off. So if I set the BPM in the computer to the same as the BPM was set on the devices, then what I ended up with was audio that was drifting in and out of sync. There was quite a bit of forensic kind of... if I slightly lengthen this particular sample and then loop it, does it then stay in sync with this other sample? a lot of faffing around to try and get the timing right. But I got there in the end. In the end, I found it was easiest to just take it back onto the grid in the computer. The BPM that as it was set in the computer seemed to be a common denominator, really, I suppose, with the recordings I'd made. So I found that if I took all my drum tracks that I created and fixed them to the grid, it still sounded fine. And some of the synthesizer parts, I had to go in there and trim them every 10 bars, just go in there and retrim it, and just bring the audio slightly back a few milliseconds to get it back in sync, and that way it stays in sync within the whole sequence of the track. So yes, there are solutions, but the moral of the story, actually, I think the lesson I learned on that night was don't try and arrange in the computer if you're not using a click track to sync your hardware. Lesson learned there. Overcome that that challenge and finished off and made a decent arrangement with the recordings I already made. So basically, I didn't record any new instruments last night. I literally was editing on the computer what I'd recorded couple of weeks ago now, I guess, must be. That was good. And then So yeah, some of the things I quite enjoyed doing was taking the drum parts I'd already recorded and then editing them on the computer to make some sort of some drum fills and things to make the rhythm a bit more of have a bit more variety throughout the track. And then fairly late on in the evening, once I was quite happy with the arrangement of the instrumental, I then kind of reminded myself that I'd intended to record some vocals for this one as well. So I not many vocals, but just some. So I then sat down and wrote the vocals and then recorded them. Again, it didn't take that long because there's not that many of them. So recorded those and popped them into the track and edited and arranged the vocals as well. So it's an unusual process for me to create an instrumental that is a standalone instrumental and then lay the vocals on top and just sort of find out where they fit and fit them in. Usually it's the other way around. Usually I come up with the idea for the song structure and the way that all the vocals are going to feature, and then lay that out and then do the rest of the arrangement around the vocals. I guess that's what I'm talking about, arranging it around the vocals, whereas with the one last night and with some of the other tracks I've done in the past, few of them, but some of them, where the instrumental arrangement is the starting point, and then the vocal gets dropped on. So yeah, I've done that in some of my favourite tracks of mine have been built that way. So yeah, it's quite interesting. It ended up being quite a long track actually because of the length of the instrument parts I'd recorded. It came out 7 minutes and 53 seconds. Adding that onto the 26 minutes odd that I already had for the album with the previous six tracks, that brings me up to 34 minutes and 15 seconds, I think it is. So in theory, I've only got 45 seconds as a minimum left to do for this album. And I've got 5 working days left to do it in. So, to do the album as a whole. So, I'm thinking that if I spend, depending on what I'm feeling like, what mood I'm in when I enter the studio next, which should be this evening, I guess, whether I want to write a completely new song. Potentially then displace, either exceed the track listing and end up with more material, or even potentially displace one of the tracks that I've already recorded and maybe isn't quite a good enough standard, so I could start to maybe edit a bit. But so I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen when I next hit the studio, or I could just take one of the existing instrumental tracks that I've got the bare bones of and finish that off, and that could easily provide well over 45 seconds of audio. So maybe it'd be good to have a 45 second sort of filler track. I'd like to say thank you very much to everybody who's encouraged me so far. I've received a lot of encouraging messages in public comments and also in private boo messages. Thank you. You know who you are. A lot of people are asking when they're going to hear the tracks. Whether they can help with listening to the tracks before they're finished and stuff like that. I suppose the answers to both those questions are kind of linked, really. So, after the experience of what I did in October 2012, where I released each track as I went, I took the decision this time that I would prefer to keep all the material to myself until it's finished and then publish it. That gives me the opportunity to make further enhancements and stuff to the music, edit it and improve it. Because I felt that the stuff that I did in October 2012, once I published it, I didn't really feel like I could change it again. But a few days later, listening to it with fresh ears, there was stuff that I wanted to change or re-record. So I was sort of frustrated that I couldn't go back and fix those tracks because I had already sort of published them to the world and declared them as being finished, kind of thing. So this time I'm taking the opportunity to keep it all to my chest and then release it sometime after the end of the process, I guess. Whether I release it in its entirety on the 1st of March, or whether I decide I want to spend a bit more time fine-tuning it before I release it, I don't know. Or maybe I'll just want to release individual tracks and not ever release the whole album. I really don't know. But for now, it's kind of, keeping it close to my chest, really. I'm not trying to be mysterious about it or enigmatic or anything like that. I just want to make sure it's finished before I show it to people. And that's kind of why I'm not sharing it with people privately either, just to sort of get their input. At the moment, it's still not a complete thing from my perspective. I think once it is a completed album from my at the end of the month, and then whether it's at the end of the month or whether I have to spend a bit of time afterwards, but once it's a completed piece, then I'll probably decide then whether to share it with people privately and get their feedback before releasing it to a wider audience. Don't know, but I really do appreciate everyone's support and encouragement and offers for help and everything. So that really is very lovely of you all. So thanks very much, everyone, for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.